Hustleberg. This podcast is all about small business in St. Petersburg, Florida, how the business owners got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleberg, and I started Beyond Your Side Hustle, a marketing firm where we help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustles and ditch their 9-to-5s. As the founder of a small business here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow small business owners. Lucky for you, I also like to record those conversations for you to listen to. If you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, because there are probably more nuggets in other episodes, both past and upcoming. It would also be great if you rate and review the episode to let us know what you got out of the conversation. If you have a question about marketing, building your brand, or operating your small business that you'd like to have answered on a Q&A episode, please visit beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast question to submit it. Welcome back to the Hustleberg Podcast. This is another Q&A episode. It's episode number 20, and it is centered around your questions. This one is specifically about LinkedIn, and in 2 weeks, episode number 22 will be the follow-up to this episode with more questions answered about using LinkedIn to market your business. We're going to jump right into the questions that I received about LinkedIn. This question is from Jason. Isn't LinkedIn just a glorified jobs board masquerading as a social media platform? What is its value? Well, Jason, I appreciate the question, and I can assure you that there's way more to LinkedIn in 2020 than being a pumped up jobs board. While they do have a robust jobs feature, LinkedIn is a way to connect professionally within your industry and to your community, and those who are in a B2B environment may actually find greater value than others due to the more professional nature of the platform's users. I actually find LinkedIn to be the least utilized among my network of connections across all social media platforms, but that is an advantage for you. You are essentially a homesteader here still on LinkedIn. If you are fortunate enough to remember the organic reach of your posts on Facebook in 2011, 2012, especially on pages, that's the landscape of LinkedIn right now in terms of organic reach. It's easy to put out a variety of content, whether we're talking about images, texts, links, and videos, and bam, lots of eyeballs seeing what you wrote, what you linked to, what you shot video of, etc. Like TikTok currently, LinkedIn offers an opportunity to go viral organically, unseen on Facebook anymore or on Instagram without a massive following already built in. Now, as we've discussed on earlier episodes of the podcast, social media companies need eyeballs on their platform to have a place for advertisers to spend. Thus, they need your content to put in front of those eyeballs, more so than the platform forms under the Zuckerberg umbrella, because they have so many users, there's so much content going on there, they have plenty of advertising. Because many users only use LinkedIn when they're on the job hunt. The feeds of their networks need content. Often I see people using LinkedIn as an online resume. They'll send out a couple of connection requests to people that they think may help their job search, but they've really only spoken to them once or twice in passing. They'll seek a couple of endorsements and maybe a recommendation, and then they'll wait for the jobs to come rolling in. They get frustrated that it didn't happen automatically and that they don't have a new paycheck already, and then they leave their account dormant until they're on the job hunt again. This is where you can offer so much more than that. If you remember the five focus areas I bring up in almost every Q&A episode, posting content from those five areas of your business and your life will put you light years ahead of most LinkedIn users. Remember, they probably haven't touched their account since their last job search. And if you engage with others in your network by reacting to, comment, and sharing what they post, you're going to be in the top 10% of LinkedIn users. LinkedIn also makes it easy to find trending topics in the business world by giving you the top five professional news stories and conversations happening on the platform that day. They make it even easier for you by placing it right next to where you would start your next post. For small business owners like you and me, you can easily start a business page on the platform to help the awareness of your business and create more content to show that you are an expert in your field. Additionally, the price of advertising on the platform hasn't caught up to Facebook or Instagram feed ads yet in terms of meeting the value that you're able to garner from it. You're going to be able to get attention and target your audience with great specificity for way less than other outlets, even down to specific job titles. Now, eventually, the price of these ads will reach the value that they bring advertisers in terms of price, but it doesn't seem like we're just there yet. To me, I definitely think that's way more than a souped-up jobs board. Welcome back to the Hustleberg Podcast. This is another Q&A episode. It's episode number 20, and it is centered around your questions. This one is specifically about LinkedIn, and in 2 weeks, episode number 22 will be the follow-up to this episode with more questions answered about using LinkedIn to market your business. We're going to jump right into the questions that I received about LinkedIn. This question is from Jason. Isn't LinkedIn just a glorified jobs board masquerading as a social media platform? What is its value? Well, Jason, I appreciate the question. And I can assure you that there's way more to LinkedIn in 2020 than being a pumped up jobs board. While they do have a robust jobs feature, LinkedIn is a way to connect professionally within your industry and to your community. And those who are in a B2B environment may actually find greater value than others due to the more professional nature of the platform's users. I actually find LinkedIn to be the least utilized among my network of connections across all social media platforms, but that is an advantage for you. You are essentially a homesteader here still on LinkedIn. If you are fortunate enough to remember the organic reach of your posts on Facebook in 2011, 2012, especially on Pages, that's the landscape of LinkedIn right now in terms of organic reach. It's easy to put out a variety of content, whether we're talking about images, texts, links, and videos, and bam, lots of eyeballs seeing what you wrote, what you linked to, what you shot video of, etc. Like TikTok currently, LinkedIn offers an opportunity to go viral organically, unseen on Facebook anymore or on Instagram without a massive following already built in. Now, as we've discussed on earlier episodes of the podcast, social media companies need eyeballs on their platform to have a place for advertisers to spend. Thus, they need your content to put in front of those eyeballs, more so than the platforms under the Zuckerberg umbrella because they have so many users, there's so much content going on there, they have plenty of advertising. Because many users only use LinkedIn when they're on the job hunt. The feeds of their networks need content. Often I see people using LinkedIn as an online resume. They'll send out a couple of connection requests to people that they think may help their job search, but they've really only spoken to them once or twice in passing. They'll seek a couple of endorsements and maybe a recommendation, and then they'll wait for the jobs to come rolling in. They get frustrated that it didn't happen automatically, and that they don't have a new paycheck already, and then they leave their account dormant until they're on the job hunt again. This is where you can offer so much more than that. If you remember the five focus areas I bring up in almost every Q&A episode, posting content from those five areas of your business and your life will put you light years ahead of most LinkedIn users. Remember, they probably haven't touched their account since their last job search. And if you engage with others in your network by reacting to, comment, and sharing what they post, you're going to be in the top 10% of LinkedIn users. LinkedIn also makes it easy to find trending topics in the business world by giving you the top five professional news stories and conversations happening on the platform that day. They make it even easier for you by placing it right next to where you would start your next post. For small business owners like you and me, you can easily start a business page on the platform to help the awareness of your business and create more content to show that you are an expert in your field. Additionally, the price of advertising on the platform hasn't caught up to Facebook or Instagram feed ads yet in terms of meeting the value that you're able to garner from it. You're going to be able to get attention and target your audience with great specificity for way less than other outlets, even down to specific job titles. Now, eventually, the price of these ads will reach the value that they bring advertisers in terms of price, but it doesn't seem like we're just there yet. To me, I definitely think that's way more than a souped-up jobs board. The next question for this Q&A episode comes from Brenda. Should I have a company page or just use my LinkedIn profile? For small business owners, I suggest using the platform features fully. Why not? That means utilizing the company page in addition to your LinkedIn profile. There's no cost to a company page. You're able to create more content and you're able to cross-post that content for your community. And you're going to be able to easily associate your name with your business. When you have a company page, even if it's just a placeholder until you're ready to post from it, having a company page also gives your profile a bit more clout. You would have a clickable employer on your profile offering visibility to your connections for your business. This can help drive them toward your company page from your profile. Regardless, the visibility alone is worth just setting up a placeholder page with basic information utilizing the searchability of the LinkedIn platform, even if your page isn't particularly active. Now, when it comes to growing your company page, LinkedIn makes building the following easier than other platforms by, believe it or not, limiting the invites to your existing connections. You have to meter out those invites, and they only let you send out 100 per month, but you get a credit to send out more invites as the invites that you have sent that month are accepted. And what this does is it makes you think about who is most active on LinkedIn and would accept the invite rather than just massively inviting people like Facebook allows you to do. That's something that's easily ignored. Those mass invites that you use for your Facebook page generally just get ignored, but you're having to think about who it is that you want to invite to connect to your company page. On LinkedIn. You can also grow the following of your page organically through cross-posting the content from it to your personal feed, which gives it higher popularity in the eyes of the algorithm. You'll also be introducing the people who connect with you to what your company does if you are cross-posting that content. Now, when it comes to advertising on the LinkedIn platform, doing so from your personal or from your company page gives it more gravitas than if you were to do it from your personal profile as an individual. Now, speaking of advertising, due to LinkedIn's deep profiles, you're going to be able to really pinpoint who you target with your ads. And in episode number 22, we're going to be talking a lot more about advertising on LinkedIn. But we know right now that the person in X role at a company is a customer or client that we're already interacting with. So when we're advertising, why wouldn't we target all of the people in X role in companies B through Z with our ad? You have a unique opportunity when it comes to utilizing the deep profiles that we're able to create and search on LinkedIn to really pinpoint who it is that you're targeting your ads to, which increases their value than a blanket everybody in this industry or everybody with this interest as we see on other platforms. While the ads themselves may be more expensive per post, per click, per 1,000 impressions, they're going to be micro-targeted in a way that's going to allow you to extract more value from them than you are some of the ones that are similar that don't allow you to pinpoint exactly who you want to target. Finally, you can use the platform to post jobs for your business on a social media platform that, as we saw in the first question of this episode, is frequently viewed as a souped-up jobs board. Why wouldn't you want to go beyond the masses that are blanketing every job posting on ZipRecruiter and Indeed with some generic one-page resume that gives you no context about what they can do to help you grow your business? You're going to be able to look at their profiles on LinkedIn to judge whether they are a good fit for you before you even respond to their inquiry. Wouldn't that give you a better look at their skills, their endorsements, and interests than a single-page resume that just lists a few prior jobs that they've cherry-picked and where they went to school? I definitely recommend having a company page in addition to your personal profile on LinkedIn. And the final question on this Q&A episode that is focused on the LinkedIn platform comes from Brad, and he asks, what types of content should I be posting on LinkedIn? Well, as we've talked about with every other platform in these Q&As, the content you share should come from your five areas of focus. Quickly, here they are again. The first is the main thing that you do, how you add value to the world at large and specifically to your community. This helps establish you as an expert in doing your thing. The second is something that is related to that main thing. This related topic will help to bolster your expertise and highlight that you aren't a one-trick pony in your field. The third is another thing related to your main thing. This related topic will further bolster your expertise to those who find you and provide a base for 8 out of 10 pieces of content when you bundle it with your main thing and the first related topic for all pieces of content that you create. The fourth is something that is interesting to you, but is not directly related to any of the other topics that you already create content about. For many, it's going to be something like where you went to college, where you're from originally, or if you're a native of your community, or maybe it's a sports team that you support. The fifth is another interesting thing to you, but it remains not directly related to your top three topics. Often this can be something like your family or volunteer work that you do in the community or your faith, to offer just a couple of examples there to round out those five areas of focus. Because the connections you have on LinkedIn are going to be a different demographic than the friends or likes that you find on Facebook, you'll need to share different things in a different content. This doesn't mean that you shouldn't share the same things across platforms, but it does mean you shouldn't share the same things across platforms with the exact same angle, the exact same verbiage, the exact same commentary. Because the commentary that you use on an Instagram photo should definitely not be the same as what you use for that same photo on LinkedIn. There are inherent differences in the demographics and psychographics of the audience that you have on both platforms. You're going to be talking about things in a different way, in a different context on both platforms. And that's because you have a different community on LinkedIn, and you're going to converse with them differently than you do elsewhere. Some content that's going to be appropriate for another platform may not be appropriate for LinkedIn. While we have talked about how the volume of content you create is probably not enough, when you recycle the exact same content over and over across the platforms, you come across as boring and impersonal, and it doesn't give your community on that platform the right context that you want them to have for that particular piece of content. You're likely to find that your five focus areas may even be different for different platforms because of the community that you're interacting with and how you're adding value to those particular communities on those platforms. You should also examine how these cross over with the top professional news stories and discussions on the platform. LinkedIn makes these popular topics very easy to find by placing them at the top of the homepage on the desktop, right next to where you would start a post. Additionally, following and using relevant hashtags will help you direct the conversation of your post to be seen by the right people and prompting the right conversation. And when you use the hashtags and the popular topics like we talked about before, you're going to be able to have a feed tailored for your use, most likely around those five topics that you are focusing on the platform. But more important than what you post is the conversation that is social media. And this is more relevant on LinkedIn than on any other platform. Your comments need to be well thought out. The things you add to a conversation mean more on the LinkedIn platform because you are developing deeper connections. You're having more meaningful and engaging discussions in the comments, specifically about your business, about your field, and you are creating your LinkedIn community. Now, when we're talking about a community, LinkedIn is a lot more receptive to these deeper connections and engaging discussions because the conversation on LinkedIn is deeper and a little bit more business focused. Now, who wouldn't want that out of their experience with the community on LinkedIn? You did it. You've just listened to Hustleberg. If you got something of value from this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast app. This is something small that you can do to help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses St. Pete has to offer. Speaking of businesses, if you're a small business owner in St. Pete and you'd like to be a guest on an episode of the podcast, please let us know at beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast guest. If you have a question you'd like to have answered on an episode of the podcast, please visit beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast question. And don't forget that in 2 weeks, we'll have the second of two episodes specific to the LinkedIn platform in episode number 22. The intro music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend Rhymer Educator. You can listen to his latest single, The Last One, on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Soon, he's going to be releasing a mixtape of music created during the coronavirus pandemic titled Quentin Quarantino that I'm sure you'll want to listen to. Thank you so much for listening, and if this is your first episode, we look forward to keep sharing with you how we do business in the Berg.